to another Fifi, Fev and Byron catch-up special. Time to relive some of our favourite moments. On the eve of the grand final, let's take a look back at the best stories of the Fevolution.
Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution. Oh, there are heaps of stories. Stories from the Fevolution.
This man has that many stories. He's been on this show for about 3 years, but he's still sitting on a massive archive of stories from before he joined us.
Yeah, getting to the bottom of the barrel, Byron. When you're a football player and you play interstate, I learnt very early, Boxy, we played a game at the Wacker against West Coast, and I was an emergency. So I was just a young 18-year-old kid. My first year went over, we played the game, everyone went home, got changed and went out. I didn't take a change of clothes because I'm like, I didn't realise you go out after game, so I couldn't go out. Learned very quickly that every interstate trip, the first thing you pack is your going out kit. It's your jeans, your T-shirt. Yeah. Don't worry about your footy gear. Just first thing packed is your going out
so
kit.
So cute, though, that you were so focused on footy.
Yeah, well, I didn't know.
No, no,
I wasn't much of a drinker early.
Little Brendan.
Things change very quick. Anyway, this would be about 2006, 2007. We played a game in Sydney. And obviously we pack my kit and ready to go out. And we got beat by about 100 points at the SCG.
They should go out and celebrate then.
By the Swans. Oh, we're terrible. You go out and drown the sorrows, Byron. And Dennis Pagan said to us after the game when he goes to all the players, no one's to go out tonight. If you go out, and I find out, you're not playing the week after.
Ooh.
So anyway, we get back to the hotel. We have our meal. We go upstairs. What the little WhatsApp, or I think it was Viber back then.
Viber? I think Viber.
Viber. Yeah, Viber. And we all get out, righto, we're going out, 10 o'clock, bang. Get meet outstairs, go individually so you don't get caught.
Is Dennis at the same hotel?
Yeah.
But you just assume he's in his room and he doesn't know.
He'd be in his room having a, he used to have a lemonade and beer. What are they called?
Shandy.
Shandy. He loved a shandy. Anyway, we went out, about 10 of us. We went out, had a good night, got home at about 2:30. And as we're walking into the hotel, I think it was the Intercontinental, we're walking in and there was a few people out the front and I thought, well, that's a bit weird. And there was a guy in a Carlton scarf and like it looked like a little nuffy.
A fan.
And, yeah, like a fan at 2:30 in the morning with a footy. So I've just done a little detour and just snuck in. I didn't want to,
You didn't want attention.
Yeah, something was fishy. Right. Anyway, all the boys have signed the footy. We go to bed. We get up. I think we fly out at 8 o'clock. So we're having breakfast at like 6. Not feeling the best. And Dennis Pagan comes in. Doesn't usually come into the breakfast. And he goes, boys, last night was, yesterday was obviously a bad result. We reassess when we get home. Hands up who went out last night. And no one put their hand up.
Right.
I'm like, like a little 4-year-old, no one put their hand up.
Not falling for that.
And then he pulls out from underneath the buffet breakfast, he pulls out a footy. And he reads out all the names that people had signed on the footy. And he goes, everyone up the front. And he goes, obviously you guys were out last night. And I didn't sign the footy because I snuck in. Yeah. So I'm sitting at my table going. And all the boys are looking at me going, how the hell did you get away with it? The boys got in a bit of trouble. Old mate over here, gone off scot-free.
Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution. Oh, there are heaps of stories. Stories from the Fevolution.
That is genius, though.
Dennis Pagan, genius.
What, has he paid a guy
to
stand there?
He's paid a guy to stand out the front and find out who comes in after a
certain
time.
Pretend to be a Nuffy fan.
Yeah, fan, and whoever signed the footy got caught. And apparently he'd done it a few times with the North Melbourne boys. And that was his thing to know who went out. Smart.
Wasn't there that comment, and I don't know if this, man, I put you on the spot. I'm sure you can say it on air. Wasn't there that comment he once said where he looked at the whole squad and
No, that's another story.
Okay, we'll save that one.
Archive.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
Now, does this one potentially have a Bali theme?
Yes, it does, Byron.
Say before you do this, as a massive tease to everyone listening, I am so excited about hearing this story. It'll be one of my favourite stories of the Fevolution.
Really? You don't know what it is?
Oh, is it? I thought it was one
I think it's
the
one you told
day.
Us off air a while ago.
Oh, is it? Well, there we go.
Well, depending
just,
on your choice.
Just to wreck the story, Byron?
You don't want to miss it is what I'm trying to
yes,
say.
Yes, you don't want to miss it. So back in about 2003, early 2000s, we went to Bali for a Carlton footy trip. Oh, geez, it was good. And it's really, fast forward 15 years, we actually, one night we were obviously having drinks and we were staying at the Hard Rock, and the Hard Rock often have performers play. And guess who was playing, Boxy?
Darryl Braithwaite.
Darryl Braithwaite.
Get out!
Yes.
Are you saying this isn't Braithwaite's first trip to Bali with us?
No, well, I wasn't there with him. And we were standing there and everyone's just going, horses, horses, sing horses. And I may have got nude and stood on a table and sung horses, which is very interesting. So we'll wonder how this Barley Bucks goes. But I remember Daryl Braithwaite going, oh, geez, they're a rowdy group down there. Corey McKernan and the North Melbourne boys are on a footy trip because Corey used to play at North Melbourne. And we're like, no, Daryl, Carlton, sing horses. But anyway, the next morning we're in the pool. And obviously when you had a few the night before, we're swimming around the pool and there was a couple of kids in the pool and I got chatting to this guy. He was a lovely guy and we're chatting away for about a good hour, just chewing the fat, massive Carlton supporter. And I swim over to the pool bar and I sat next to Simon Beaumont, who I lived with at the time, and he was also in my bridal party. And he said, do you know who that is? And I said, no, I don't know who that is. And he said, that's Jason Moran. Oh, and I go, oh, who's Jason Moran? And then he told me the backstory, and I was like, oh, okay.
Underbelly
Jason Moran. But I was playing with his kids, because I'm a kid myself. So we're playing with the kids in the pool. And
oh, dear.
Anyway, so I couldn't get away from that. And then the next morning, I realised that they were staying directly across the room from me, and I'm laying in bed with Simon Fletcher. Well, not in I was rooming with Simon Fletcher.
There's the story of the Fevolution.
who also was in my bridal party. Great man. And Jason and a couple of his crew kicked our door in of our hotel room.
Kicked it in?
Yes, and come in screaming, go, Fev, Fev. And they raided our pool bar and our bar that's in
the mini bar.
And he goes, the kids want you, we're going to Waterbomb Park. Because a caller rang up the other day saying we should go to Waterbomb Park for my bucks. And it made me think, oh, my God, the last time I was at Waterbomb Park, so me being who I was a young kid at the time, and you can't say no to Jace. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm coming to Waterbomb Park.
You're right.
I went to Waterbomb Park with Jason Moran and his family and his crew and went down the water slides and did all that with him. And
that would be terrifying.
It was very interesting, but it was interesting boxy.
I bet it was.
But that was last time I was at Waterbomb Park.
I to say anything. In fact, I wish I hadn't said it would be terrifying. Yeah, it was a lovely family holiday.
My footy trip got hijacked by the Morans. It was fun times. There is a story.
Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution. Oh, there are heaps of stories. Stories from the Fevolution.
We had a lot of fun. What a wonderful family.
And to make me feel old, about a year ago, I was standing at a pub and he had twins, Christian and Memphis. And and Christian come up to me and he's got this long hair and he's having a beer and he goes, g'day, Fev, how you going? I said, g'day, mate. I'm just another supporter coming up. So and he goes, do you know who I am? And I go, no. And he goes, I'm Christian. I went, oh, my God, I feel really old.
There we go.
He's
shout
like 920 now.
101.9.
The Fox.
The Fox.
It's time for one of these.
Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution. Oh, they're heaps of stories, stories from the Fevolution.
You've just got so many stories from before you joined us on the show last year, Fev. There's a back catalogue of them, and we hear them in Stories of the Fevolution.
Yeah, I've packed a little bit in 36 years, Byron, and I'm very lucky I get to let everyone know about all my stuff-ups, pretty much. And
most of them are stuff-ups, actually.
Oh, they're all stuff-ups. And on Friday, Fifi tried to hijack my segment by calling it the Fifa-lution, so I've sacked that real quick.
That's right. She even had her own jingle.
She did have a jingle.
Here they are, the stories of the Fifa-lution.
No.
Stay in your lane. Now, I'm going to take you back to, I think it was about 2005. So this is archivish.
Oh, yeah, you're going right back. Word? It's from your archives.
Yeah, archivish. Mm. Just a real grouse word, that one. And I'm playing my 100th game. We're playing against Port Adelaide. You have a big week. And the biggest thing about playing an AFL footy club is playing your first game, but then also your 100th game.
Great milestone.
Once you play your 100th game, you get your name in your locker.
Yeah,
and the last person on my locker was Alex Jezelenko. So I've built up for my whole career at that time just to be the next person that gets put under his name. So play my 100th game. I'm not too worried about anything else. I'm just focused on getting my name on the locker, getting a kick.
Right.
And you get an envelope on the Thursday after the last training session with all your tickets in it. Obviously, I got a little bit more extra tickets, so it was a big, it was like I just did a cashie. It was big, thick. It was a
real
thick
yeah.
It was a real thick envelope.
So is this so like and your dad and you know, different
Mom,
family members can
and
come and watch it, yeah.
A couple of other people.
Great.
And so it's a big fat envelope. And I didn't open it because I wasn't worried about it. I'm thinking we're playing Port Adelaide, we're playing at the Telstra Dome. should be fine, you know, because you think interstate sides, I'm not going to be playing the MCG, because when does Carlton really play the MCG?
They right.
Not against Port Adelaide.
You're it's going to be probably a game at Telstra Dome, maybe a 25,000 crowd.
25,000 Sunday at 3.
Gotcha. Yeah, twilight.
Roof shut.
Sure.
Because no one watches and no one cares. So I've rocked up. I've left. I got up early in the morning. We're playing on a Saturday afternoon, and it was quite a drizzly day, so I wasn't too worried, because as a forward, you don't care because it's under the roof.
You know the roof's on.
It's going to be great. Yeah. Not playing at the MCG. Get rained on. Won't get a kick. I'll hate it and won't want to play.
Telstra Dome, you kicked 12.
Yeah, well, easy. I'm before half time. So I've driven in, gone down Beach Road, got the family in the car. We rock up to the Telstra Dome, and I've got the envelope out, and you know you can drive straight down into the car park to get your car park pass out.
So convenient, yeah.
So it's great. So car park pass out. And as I've opened up the envelope, when you play at the Telstra Dome, it's a little white car park pass.
Right.
MCG is like a big purple one. And there was a purple one in there. And I thought, oh, hang on, is this the right envelope? And I've read the ticket, and it says Carlton versus Port Adelaide, round 5, 2015 or 2005.
Five.
MCG 2:10 game. And I went, oh, shit. I am at the wrong ground. Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution.
No, they need some stories. Stories from the Fevolution. So then you got to get yourself down Flinders Street.
Yeah, went down Flinders Street, got stuck in stupid traffic out front of the Exhibition Street, out front of the Flinders Street Station, got to the MCG, quickly drove under, was 15 minutes late, and I'm never late to anything, and it really bugged me, but I think I kicked 6 or something.
101.9 The Fox.
Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution. Oh, they're heaps of stories. Stories from the Fevolution.
There's so many stories in the archive that occasionally we just had to say, hey, come on, just come on. Give us one.
Yeah.
Give us a good one.
Love this segment, guys. Just a trip down memory lane. No, guys, we spoke yesterday about teachers. And I got a lot of messages on my Instagram about our teachers can also crumble under the pressure of tests, taking tests. Not everyone's brilliant at tests. They might be really smart academically, but when you come to a test, you get nervous and you don't pass it.
Oh, that's right.
That happens all the time.
It was a talking point because of some teachers just at the final hurdle
failing their tests.
Were failing, and then the government would say, thank you.
Yeah, and there's a lot of teachers that wrote messages. I had heaps of them saying, oh, we know how, but when you get under that pressure. And I studied a couple of years ago in 2012, I didn't have a job, and I thought, oh, I'll be a real estate agent. That sounds easy.
Oh.
So I went to night school, and which is down St Kilda Road. I went to night school and sat in, and I was pretty good. I was actually not too bad. I was horrible at school. I hated tests. I used to copy friends' tests all the time from the year before. Just what you do, you just hand it in and they get marks. Because I put all my eggs in one basket, Evie. I was all about footy.
Yeah.
So I didn't really care. I didn't really care much about school because I was really bad at it. But anyway, I did this real estate course and I really loved it. It was good. I knew what was going on, and we had to do a test. And I was at a poker night one night with Warnie at his house, and his brother, he's a real estate agent, really, really nice guy. And he said, mate, I did that test a couple of years ago here. It's the same test, been the same test for about 20 years. Here, I take the test, and I said, oh, perfect. I won't have to bloody worry about doing it myself. I'll just change your name. Because I thought I'd pass anyway, and I thought, I know it all. I'll just take away his name, put my name, bang.
Probably wouldn't mention Warnie's brother by name.
Yeah.
I didn't mention him by name.
What's his name?
I could be talking about Phil Warn.
Any
What's his
Warn?
Name? Trevor.
Okay.
No, but who's Warnie? You don't know who Warnie
is. Who knows? No, so point is, he's giving you the test.
Anyway, he gave me the test, and I handed it in, and then the teacher came up after we did the test, and she said, oh, Brendan, how do you think you're going on the test? I said, oh, I don't know, probably pretty well. I knew what I was talking about. I've sat in all the classes.
Trevor's
and she
smart.
Said, oh, they changed the test about 4 years ago. This is someone else's test. You got a 0.
Oh, that's awkward.
I failed the test.
Stories of the Fevolution. Oh, there are heaps of stories. Stories from the Fevolution.
And then right then and there, I thought, I need to do something. I'm not very academic.
So what lesson
I went to Yarrawonga, played golf and drank beer and played footy.
which is actually, right, ironically, in my wheelhouse. Opens up a number of other stories for a future episode.